Hey, 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 welcome back to Coffee with Candace J. I am your host, Candace Jones, and I'm so excited that you are with us on today. So go ahead and grab your favorite coffee mug so you can sip and chat with us. Cheers. So today's topic is count your blessings. I am so excited that we are in the month of November, which is finally National Adoption Awareness Month. I am so excited because 1 week from today, we will be celebrating 1 full year that we have been adoptive parents. Yes, this year has flown by. I published my first book as far as sharing my adoption journey and my journey to becoming a mother. And this whole year has just flown by. Again, National Adoption Day is on November the 18th of every year. And we celebrated last year on National Adoption Day. So I wanted to talk about today, counting your blessings. I wanted to read a little bit from my book, Modern Day Hannah's Encouragement for Women Longing for Motherhood. I wanted to read a little bit from the final thoughts entitled Hannah's Song of Victory. And I believe that this will bless somebody today. Even if it's not a part of your personal story, please share with someone that you know. It says, every modern day Hannah is different. From her own infertility, her husband's infertility, hysterectomies, ovarian cysts, or cancers, we women who relate to Hannah from the Bible are stronger than we think. It's important to remember that a child cannot fill the empty void of joy you may be experiencing. We must find joy from God in order to pour out joy to a child. A child cannot save your marriage. A marriage must already be healthy in order to raise a child in a healthy environment. A child is not the answer to your depression or insecurities, but we must learn to rejoice in the blessings that we have instead of wallowing over what we do not have. Of course, when we receive the promises of God, our strength is renewed and there is an incomparable joy and hope fulfilled. Remember when Jesus would heal many in the Bible, he would say, "Your faith has made you whole." Referencing Mark 5:34, 10:52, and Luke 17:19. It wasn't a particular thing those people received that made them whole. It was their faith. Having a child is our natural desire to mother, nurture, and expand our family. A child is a gift and a blessing from God. However, a child is not the only gift or blessing from God. Our lives should not become so consumed and obsessed with this desire that we lose sight of other purposes and blessings we possess. Oprah Winfrey has never had any biological children, yet she founded a school for girls in South Africa, providing quality education and a safe space that is trauma-informed. It has produced several leaders in their communities. She has provided opportunities for these girls that may not have been available for them to achieve without her philanthropy. Her influence went beyond journalism and beyond being an excellent talk show host to investing in young girls who will be able to do more for their own children and generations after them. There are other famous women who never had biological children but made an impact on our culture and society. Fulfilling their purpose was not tied to having children. And it's perfectly okay. The world went on. The world did not end. But I continue in my writings to say, there is no special woman's club where only selective, beautiful, famous, or talented, influential women have these beautiful children back to back and live happily ever after. That's not how it works. However, remember, you are not broken. You are not a failure. You are not alone. There is still a great purpose to fulfill, and we're all in this together. So what's next? The next step is to get up off the couch or out of that bed while reading or listening to this podcast. You've got to keep living. Explore the world, explore your passions, impact your community, and write your own story. But whatever you do, don't quit on your hope. Don't quit on your faith. Don't wallow in defeat as if your life is over because you haven't had a child. You are here and you are a child of God. You are still His masterpiece. Our Heavenly Father would not want His children depressed and in despair, hating their bodies or hating themselves. He wants His daughters to be victorious, prosperous, loving who they are, loving themselves in spite of what they don't have, and grateful for what they do. So I challenge you today to start your own song of victory. Start by counting your blessings, sharing your joys, and singing and shouting them aloud until you not only feel victorious, but also truly believe it for yourself. Again, that is from my book, Modern Day Hannah's Encouragement for Women Longing for Motherhood. And I do want to share this last quick little tip. Sometimes counting your blessings is not just about counting what you have been blessed with, but how you can be a blessing to others. Because you may be thinking, oh, I've only counted one or two things. Well, now, what are some things that you can write down in ways that you can be a blessing to someone else? Again, I started today by saying it's National Adoption Month. How can you be a blessing to a child who is longing for a mother? That's something that I challenge you to pray about, to discuss, to think about, and see how God will bless you and bless this child in return. I know tonight was quick, but I just had to share that with you. Until next time, go get your coffee mug and let's sip and chat again together. Bye.